You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to the Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. And we're going to go ahead and listen to one of the veterans on the defense, guy who had two interceptions, including a pick six against the Denver Broncos, Carlos Dansby.
When you watch that game on film today, what did what'd you take away from that?
We didn't make enough plays. We had opportunities, and we let some slip away.
Has it been the same most of the season in these four losses?
It's different. Everything is different. Different situations, different opportunities missed. And like I said, it's part of the game. It's part of the growing process.
How do you guys bounce back from two last play losses in 3 weeks?
Go out and win. Find a way to win. We got to dig deep. Like I said, it's a lot of football left to play, and we can turn this thing around.
Any concern about guys being able to keep their psyche up?
No, not whatsoever. We're a tough group of men, and like I said, the character is being tested. You know what I'm saying right now, and we just got to respond.
Why do you think the run defense has not been better?
We haven't. Technique issues, and different guys, different plays. That's the only reason. And like I said, we just got to continue to work hard and continue to try to get better at that. Something we got to put some emphasis on in order to win.
I mean, how much emphasis has been put on it?
A lot. A lot of emphasis has been put on it. And like I said, we just got to continue to work. You know what I'm saying? This thing don't happen overnight. You know what I'm saying? You got to work at it in order to be great.
Is that the first picks against Peyton in your career?
Yeah, that's my first one, I think, against Peyton. And like I said, Craig dreamed it. He told me he had dreamed it Thursday night that I was gonna get 18, and that's what he said. He said, "Man, I dreamed that you're gonna get 18 this game."
Two of them.
He didn't say he didn't know if I was gonna score or not, but he was like, he said, "I dreamed that you were gonna get 18," and I you know what I'm saying, I received that blessing. I wasn't gonna pass on it.
Who's he liking the daily number tomorrow?
I don't know, man. I don't know, but God spoke to him in that moment, and like I say, he just told me and relayed the message, and I appreciate it.
Hey, Dance, you've been on teams before that have been close like this and have tough losses. How do you get over the hump? What's the next step?
Just keep working. Keep working, man. The ball going to bounce our way. And like I said, once we get that win, we just got to be able to be consistent at it. Continue to strive to be, you know what I'm saying, try to get wins in the way we possibly can.
Are you a guy who keeps the ball after pitch?
Oh, yeah. I keep balls, man. Like I said, I'm trying to get to this 20-20 club, man. It's only like, 14 guys ever to do something like this. And there's somebody that, I had a goal of trying to do, year five, I think I seen Adrian Wilson get into the 2020 club. Once I seen him get into the 2020 club, I was like, man, that's monumental. So that's something I wanted to strive to do. Like I said, I'm the last guy to probably get an opportunity to do that, man, the way that this league is going right now. I'm blessed, man, to have an opportunity to be close, this close. I need two. I need two to get 20. And I already got like 43 sacks or something like that. So I'm already past the 20 sack club, so you know it's cool. The way the game is changing, it's hard for guys to get opportunity to get sacks like that now. The ball's coming out quicker, you know what I'm saying, and you know what I'm saying, for me to be an inside backer to do that, like I said, I think I might be the last one.
How about the 20-40 club out there in
there? You know, that'd be a blessing, man. It's a blessing all the way around. That's how I look at it. And like I said, you got guys like Urlacher, you got guys like London Fletcher. You know, Ray Lewis with 30, he got 31 interceptions. I don't know how he did that, but that's amazing. You know, and 40 some sacks, I think he had 41 sacks or something like that. So you know, I'm in the league of amongst some great men, some great linebackers, some great players that ever played the game, and I'm just blessed to have the opportunity to be one of them.
I think ESPN had a stat you were the only guy to get Eli and Peyton. I don't know if that's.
Oh yeah, that's an honor. That's an honor as well. You know, hopefully I can go to the camp and get Archie, you know, and make it a three-peat, you know, and it'd be awesome.
I know you didn't get the win yesterday, but do you feel like the defense took another step?
We're taking steps, man. Like I said, we only got 12, more left, so we gotta be great down the stretch in order for us to have an opportunity to reach our goals. So we pressing right now. We're not going to lay down. We got a lot of football to play.
That's Carlos Dansby. Looking to get Archie Manning to get the trifecta of Mannings in his interception haul, I guess, as it would be. He got both of them for pick sixes. Pretty impressive
stuff. It is cool.
It is very cool. Very cool. Something he wasn't even aware of prior to that game. And then he comes out and he does it there against the Denver Broncos. All right, when we come back, we're going to go around the league. We still have got the defensive and special teams grades to hand out, and we also are going to go ahead and do a little after for the review. Plus your phone calls and tweets, 216-578-0850 on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.